The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Or wait. Orlando? Yes. John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 155 and a half. That's right, it's a mini episode, and I'm calling it breaking news. There's been a lot of news in the last week that I would like to talk about, and since I'm in between guests this week, and one bit of news is actually would link to the last PVD Cast episode, I figured, why not? And you know what? I'll talk a little more about that here in a few moments, but I'd like to start off this podcast by talking a little bit about some sad news that happened last week. On Thursday, I received word that Bull Miller, the man behind the IWA here in Columbus, Ohio, had passed away. Now, for many of you, longtime listeners of the PVD Cast, you know that oftentimes Bull Miller has been discussed on this podcast because he was a wrestling promoter here in town and a wrestler himself, and at times was quite controversial. I guess maybe some of his business dealings were not always on the up and up, but you know what? I can only talk about my two interactions I had with the man, and I would like to discuss them real quick here. I had two interactions with Bull Miller, and I would say on both of those occasions, he was a cordial, friendly, and respectful man. And so that's how I will remember Bull Miller. In fact, the first interaction I had with him was probably around 2004, I think, 2004, 2005. I was vacationing in Miami, Florida, visiting my stepsister and her husband. My mother was there as well, and I received an email that he wanted to talk to me, and in that email was some contact info, and I remember I was a little hesitant to call him because I was an FIW guy, you know, he was the IWA, and, you know, there was a lot of bad blood between those two factions, and so I was a little bit hesitant to call, but I called him, and he was just interested to see if I would like to come over and do some television work. We had a very short, maybe 10, 15 minute conversation where I said I would be interested to do some TV work if the IWA TV project got off the ground. He was understanding that I did state that my dates and my responsibilities with OCW would come first. And like I said, he was very cordial and very respectful. I don't think anything ever happened with that IWA TV project. I don't know. I never ended up working with Bull. And then my second interaction happened just a couple of years ago when I reached out via Facebook to Bull and asked him to come on this podcast. I felt like he had been discussed quite a bit on this podcast from some of the other guests, and I wanted him to come on. And I mean, you know, the guy ran the IWA from 1987 until, I don't know, just a few years ago when he, you know, kind of passed the torch on to somebody else. So you gotta respect the guy that at least he's been around that long. And at the time, he said he was not feeling well. He wasn't. He was dealing with some health issues and whatnot. And he declined my offer. And I left it open to him that if he wanted to come on, he was more than welcome to come on. And I told him how to get in touch with me. And alas, he never did. But nonetheless, you know, my thoughts go out to Bull Miller and his family. And if you're interested, there is a GoFundMe page. It is the Bull Miller Expense Fund. Just go to GoFundMe and search Bull Miller and it'll pop right up there. I know that was very sad and this is going to be probably a very awkward transition, but there's some other stuff that I got to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's talk about some other news that is breaking here on this episode, this half episode of the PVD Cast. As many of you remarked, either via Twitter or by email or by Facebook post, A lot of people enjoyed the re-airing of Remake Revolution number 6, which was the last episode of this beloved podcast. And I have great news, ladies and gentlemen. It's official. There will be a rematch. That's right. Team Staunchcast is going to go one-on-one with the Three Geeks podcast again, ladies and gentlemen. Only this time, it's going to happen at Wizard World Columbus. That's right. Wizard World Columbus is going to happen June 9th at 12:30 in room A222. It's going to be awesome. That's what I was going to spit out there. I got a little tongue-tied. It's going to be awesome. Brian Lau, myself taking on Jason and Max, and maybe even a third member. You don't want to miss it if you're going to come down to Wizard World Columbus over the weekend and you're there Saturday on the 9th, 12:30 to 1:15, Remake Revolution, the rematch. I don't know what the film's going to be. I hope we get a good one. I think we had a really, really good one last time with Howard the Duck. But I want to talk about Wizard World Columbus. I'm going to be there. Brian Lau is going to be there. He's got a table. We're going to be pushing out all the issues of Staunch Ambition. So if you get a chance and you're down, whether it's Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th, or Sunday the 10th, stop on by the table and say hello to Brian and I. And who knows, maybe you'll be on this very podcast. So now for some other news regarding the PVD cast. I'm happy to announce, and I kind of already announced this on Tuesday evening, that the PVD cast has yet another platform. That's right, I got 8 platforms now where you can get this podcast. The fine folks at Podcast A-Go-Go have added the PVD cast to their catalog, and they have some very good podcasts, by the way. One of them is incredibly amusing. The other one is very informative, and I'll be 100% honest, I haven't listened to the third one yet, but I'm real impressed, and I'm proud to have the PVD cast on their network or on their platform. You know what? The Best Friend Show podcast is one that is very funny. The Error Machine podcast is very informative. Now, that one tends to deal a little bit more with video games and whatnot, which is kind of out of my wheelhouse. And then they have The Culture of Clouds, which is a podcast dedicated to vaping. And that's the one that I haven't checked out yet. But I'm very happy to be part of Podcast A-Go-Go. I'm going to put a link over on the links page of pvdcast.com. I believe the website is just podcastagogo.com. They're a new network, they're a new platform based out of suburban Cincinnati. So I'm very happy to be there. I can't say that enough. And I hope that you listen to the PVD cast there or quite frankly, wherever it's easiest to get your episodes of this podcast, whether it is at Podcast A-Go-Go or if you go to iTunes or if you go to Stitcher or if you go to Google Play, Pod Paradise, SoundCloud, the Echo Network, or even my own website, pvdcast.com. Those are the 8 ways that you can get your hands on this podcast. 8, man. I'm very excited about this. Soon I'm going to take over the world, maybe. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll just be happy with the 8 platforms I have right now. Small steps, right? Baby steps. Anyways, I don't know what happened there. I just got off on a tandem. Or I got off there on a tangent, I should say. Anyways, let's get back on track here. I got a new PC. A lot of people saw the unboxing, which, can I just say, that unboxing was ugly in capital letters. I don't know how people do it with the unboxing of stuff. I mean, I guess maybe if you have somebody else that's, you know, looking over you with the, looking over your shoulder, I should say, with the camera, then, you know, you have no problems. But I was trying to do it by myself, and I was trying to cut open the box and not cut too deep so I would gouge the new PC. And hold the phone and everything. It was really ugly. So I don't know. Maybe the next unboxing will be a little bit better. I don't know. But nonetheless, I got a new PC. In fact, it's pretty much the new version of what I use right now, which is a HP ProBook 450. So I got a new one. It's the Generation 5. But here's the craziest thing that I never thought about. Like I really only had one thing in mind, is I really wanted a solid state hard drive, which is what this HP ProBook has. So that's all I was really focusing on. But crazy thing was I unpacked the new laptop. There's no CD-ROM/DVD drive. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I just every computer I've had in my life has had that. And now it doesn't. And apparently that's becoming a thing of the past. That's right. So all you folks that are going to buy a PC real soon, that may be a thing that goes bye-bye. Because, I mean, with cloud storage and with USB drives and everything, it's so easy to store all your information other places. And I guess that's, you know, like 8-track tapes, man, or VHS cassettes. I guess they're going the way of the dinosaur. So, but anyways, still using the old ProBook right now, just because I'm taking a little bit of time to make sure I got everything set up on the new one perfectly. So I don't, you know, inevitably, you know how it is. You're transferring over files and you're trying to do it in a hurry because you got to use the PC. And then you're like, oh shit, I don't have this file over here and I need it because if I don't have it, I can't run Audacity or something. So I'm just going to take the next week or so and just gradually merge everything over to the new HP ProBook. So I'm excited about that. No more hiccups, no more broken keys, no more stupid Windows 10 updates or anything, because the new HP ProBook's going to be legit. Dare I say, too legit. Too legit to quit. But speaking of quitting, this just popped up in my newsfeed before I started recording this mini episode. Apparently, Andrew Lincoln has stated that he's leaving The Walking Dead after season 9. And folks, I only mention that because I gotta be honest, I've watched The Walking Dead since it started. And man, oh man, it's been a little bit of a task to get through some of the seasons, these last couple. It just seems that everything gets drug out way too long, and there's episode after episode where not a damn thing happens. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I think it would be interesting to see if they have the spine, if they have the gumption to kill off Rick Grimes, because he is the man. He is the protagonist. But, you know, I think maybe this is a case of a TV show going too long. And I say that because I'm of the opinion that I don't mind if you have a really good TV show. It's really good. And it ends after 4 or 5 or 6 seasons. If it ends on top, I get so sick and tired of TV shows that I like keep going and going and going and going until, quite frankly, they're awful. They should have been retired and they should have ended a long time ago. You know, I look at Justified as a favorite of mine. It lasted 6 seasons and that was perfect. The Wire, 5 seasons, perfect. I honestly think they could have done maybe 4.5 seasons on that, but great. I mean, really, seriously, they ended on such good high notes that's the way you got to do it, man. I don't like just letting it go on and on and on until it's pretty much a shell of its former self. So, and there's many other examples I could give, but those are the two that just popped in my head, Justified and The Wire, because they're two favorites of mine. But so it'll remain to be seen if Andrew Lincoln will be leaving, and then what does that do for the future of the show? Because apparently, you know, Lauren Cohan is not as unhappy, if you will, and not really interested in coming back to the show unless she gets a pay raise. But I don't know. We'll see. Has Walking Dead maybe reached the point in which they need to start wrapping things up? I don't know. Someone that didn't have stuff wrapped up, by the way, today was Roseanne, which I could care less. I didn't like Roseanne in the 90s when it was originally on because I find Roseanne Barr to be, quite frankly, an annoying individual. And so I didn't really care that they brought it back on ABC, and the mere fact that it was getting all those ratings, to me, kind of makes me wonder about our society. But nonetheless, I won't get on my soapbox here, but she apparently was fired today after several racist tweets that she had made over the last few days. So, you know, you gotta watch that social media, folks. It'll always get you, man. It'll always, always get you. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I appreciate you listening to this very short mini episode of the PVD cast, but before I start wrapping things up, I do need to let you know about who brought you this fine mini episode, and that would be, of course, the people at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVD cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their awesome service. Whether you want to read up on pro wrestling, or podcasting, or films, or whatever you're interested in, I guarantee you that Audible has a book for you. So all you got to do to download your free audiobook today is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that being said, we're getting up to about 15 minutes here, so I'm going to roll on out of here, but let me just run down a couple of things real quick, like where you can get this podcast at. I know I already talked about it, but I'm just going to remind you, of course, the PVD Cast can be found at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. It's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, and now the Podcast Agogo Network. And if you need to get in touch with me for whatever reason, all you have to do is shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com, or you can find me on Twitter, @pvdmvp. Or, if you like, you can also leave a comment over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that, of course, is facebook.com/pvdcast. And no matter what you do, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you hear, please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, tell friends about it, get the word out there. Things are plugging right along, and I like it. I really do, but I'd like to get those numbers up some. So you can help me do that by simply just spreading the word, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I'm going to jump on out of here. So I thank you for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.